Welcome to another episode of Text to Task Simplifying Education, where we break down the complexities of modern teaching and learning into bite-sized actionable insights. I'm your host, Gargi, and today we are diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart. The wide and wonderful transition from traditional teaching tools to the digital age. In this episode, I'll be sharing my journey of navigating the ever-evolving landscape of educational technology. From my early days of battling chalk dust and wrestling with overhead projectors to my recent escapades with websites and multimedia, this episode promises to be a fun-filled roller coaster. So grab your favorite cup of tea or whatever keeps you awake, sit back and join me as I recount my digital misadventures and the lessons learned along the way. Trust me, you won't want to miss this tech bloopers. Enjoying your time today? You can help others find this by liking and sharing this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my monthly podcast. I'm really grateful for your support. Join me for engaging conversations from around the world. As a teacher with over 15 years of experience, I've seen technology change faster than a teenager's mood. Despite all my years in the classroom, I often feel like a dinosaur when it comes to using the many digital tools my students handle so easily. This difference in how well we understand technology has given me both challenges and opportunities, and it has greatly influenced how I teach and learn today. I grew up in a time when chalkboards and textbooks were the main tools for teaching. Now, with computers, smartphones, and educational software, students are much more skilled with digital tools than I am. This difference made me feel like I was trying to learn rocket science while my students were already piloting the spaceship. The first time I tried to use an interactive whiteboard, it felt like I was attempting to decipher an alien language. My students, on the other hand, maneuvered through it with the ease of seasoned astronauts. However, I soon realized that my students' digital skills are incredibly valuable. They know how to use various apps, platforms, and devices to find information, work together, and create content. Instead of seeing this as a threat to my role as a teacher, I saw it as a chance to create a more inclusive and collaborative classroom. Plus, let's be honest, it's nice to have someone around who can help me unfreeze my computer. It's like having my personal IT department on hand. In my classroom, I encourage my students to take the lead with digital tools. I often assign group projects that require them to use technology to research, present, and share their findings. This not only lets them show off their skills, but also shifts my role from the main source of knowledge to a guide who helps facilitate learning. By allowing my students to teach me and each other, I foster a culture of mutual respect and continuous learning. Also, I get to look like a cool tech-savvy teacher. Or at least that's what I tell myself. One memorable example is a project on environmental conservation. I asked my students to create multimedia presentations using any digital tools they liked. The results were amazing. Some made documentaries with video editing software, others created interactive websites, and a few even developed mobile apps to raise awareness about environmental issues. Their creativity and skill with digital tools far exceeded my expectations and reinforced my belief in the power of student-led learning. Meanwhile, I was still trying to figure out how to change my Zoom background. Spoiler alert, I ended up with a virtual beach behind me for an entire week. Outside the classroom, I keep encouraging my students to use digital tools for their personal growth. I suggest online courses, educational apps, and virtual communities where they can continue to learn. I also create opportunities for them to engage in digital storytelling, blogging, and social media campaigns, allowing them to express themselves and connect with a wider audience. Sometimes I even join them, pretending I know what I'm doing, all while secretly Googling how to use Instagram. There was that one time I tried to make an Instagram reel and ended up creating a new meme instead. To bridge the gap between my digital skills and those of my students, I make a conscious effort to engage in professional development. I attend workshops, webinars, and conferences focused on educational technology and collaborate with colleagues who are more proficient in this area. Through continuous learning and self-reflection, I'm gradually becoming more comfortable with digital tools and better equipped to guide my students in their digital journeys. My latest trial, successfully using an interactive whiteboard without accidentally erasing everything. It only took me 3 tries. Overcoming my fear of digital tools has been both challenging and rewarding. It has taught me the importance of adaptability, humility, and the willingness to learn from my students. By embracing their digital expertise and encouraging them to lead, I have created a more dynamic and inclusive learning environment where everyone, including myself, can thrive. Plus, it's given me a great excuse to ask my students for help without feeling too embarrassed. I've learned to laugh at my tech blunders and turn them into teachable moments. In conclusion, my initial fear of digital tools has turned into a deep appreciation for the skills and knowledge my students bring to the classroom. By fostering a culture of collaboration and continuous learning, I have empowered my students to take control of their education and develop the digital literacy needed for success in the 21st century. This journey has enriched my teaching practice and reaffirmed my belief in the transformative power of education. And hey, who knew that asking a teenager for tech support could be so enlightening? So here I am, a once tech-fearing teacher, now an enthusiastic participant in the digital world, thanks to the incredible young minds that surround me. My journey is far from over, and as technology continues to evolve, I'm excited to see where my students and I will go next. Whether it's navigating new software, exploring virtual realities, or simply learning how to reset my password for the 100th time, I'm ready to embrace the challenges and opportunities that come our way. After all, if I can learn to love digital tools, anyone can. And there you have it, folks, my transition from chalkboards to Instagram, complete with all the mishaps, memes, and moments of sheer panic. If you have ever wondered what it's like to accidentally broadcast your lesson plan to a global audience instead of just your class, or if you have struggled with turning on your webcam only to realize you have been muted the entire time, you are in good company. Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about being perfectly adaptable. So next time you're trying to figure out how to use the latest app or digital tool, just think of me fumbling my way through Instagram and take a deep breath. You have got this. Until next time, keep learning, keep laughing, and keep simplifying education. This is Gargi signing off, wishing you a glitch-free week ahead.